listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. Bulk billing and out-of-pocket fees aren't enough to keep rural general practice on its feet, according to the Rural Doctors Association. CEO Peter Rutherford says clinics have nowhere further to go in charging rural patients. She hopes the new Strengthening Medicare Task Force have innovative ideas for funding reform ahead of National Cabinet's first meeting of the year tomorrow.
Patients don't care who's paying for what. They just want to make sure they've got access to those services. And if anything, the two funding sources create barriers within the system, and particularly for rural.
Two drivers have been taken to hospital after a crash in Bendigo on the corner of Holmes and Holdsworth Road. According to police, one car was turning from Holdsworth onto Sandhurst before hitting another car that was travelling straight along Holdsworth. While the airbags went off in the car, neither the 80 or 40-year-old female drivers were badly injured. Residents say it's a dangerous intersection. An Irimpel man has copped a hefty fine for burning his waste. EPA officers attended the property in November last year, finding a stockpile of waste 6 metres long and 2.5 metres high. It included chipboard, drums, timber posts, glass, piping that may have contained asbestos and more. He was hit with a $1,850 fine for burning more than 1,000 litres of waste. And new stats show house prices in regional Australia are doing better than in the cities. Although prices are still falling everywhere, regional areas are proving more resilient, including across Victoria. In Bendigo, prices have dropped just 2.2% in the past year. To sport now, and university clubmates have gone head-to-head at the latest Bendigo Athletics Night Series 3,000-metre race. Brian Watson and Darren Hartland fought it out, but it was Watson making it home by just half a second. And the winners from the latest round's Mildura Basketball's Men's Premier League, Sunraysia Petroleum Workers, who overcame Kumiala Club Saints by just 2 points, other winners South Mildura Wildcats and Sports Power Cobras.